Day two in Chicago, and there's no end in sight right now to the teacher strike. We've heard a lot about contracts and salaries in city government and unions. Now, you've been weighing in on Facebook. Wes Ferris says Chicago is the real loser here. Jillian, listening to us on KOSU in Oklahoma, posted this at the takeaway.org. How can we justify what's spent on our national sports teams and not spent on the real MVPs? The kids. Well, everybody's talking about the kids, of course. Mayor Rahm Emanuel in Chicago says this is totally unnecessary. It's avoidable, and our kids do not deserve this. Well, both sides claim to have the best interests of Chicago's 350,000 public school kids in mind. But students, well, for them, this has gotten to be quite a lesson in civics here in real time. Let's talk to one right now. Dominic James is a 17-year-old high school senior at Walter Payton High School in Chicago. Vanessa James is Dominique's mom. And right before we came on the air this morning, I spoke with both of them, starting with Dominique.
I think it's unfortunate for both the teachers and the students that I had to come to this, but I support the teachers entirely.
You support the teachers entirely. Explain why that is.
I love my teachers. I've been blessed to have fabulous teachers all through my educational career. Our teachers go way beyond what CPS calls our arrive at school early, leave late, spend money out of their own pocket, all to compensate for resources that they are not provided.
So you feel as teachers are holding out for better salaries, more money, that they deserve?
No, not at all. I feel like they're holding out for a better teaching environment. A poor teaching environment is a horrible learning environment for a student.
Dominique, you also live in Chicago, of course, and as you know, the city is bigger than just the schools. The mayor says the city, like many cities around the country, is in the red, needs to save money. The budgets are out of control, and everybody has to give. How do you feel about that?
I agree. I understand that there's scarce amount of money, but I see money being spent all the time in ways that I think are less important than education. Additionally, the teachers they've already had their financial demands met. What they're asking for now exceeds money. They're asking for job security. They're asking for air conditioning, social workers, things that are needed to have a good learning environment.
Smaller class sizes and things like that.
Exactly.
Dominique, is your mom there?
Mm-hmm.
Vanessa James, you hear Dominique's position on what it's like inside the classroom and that teachers deserve pretty much what they're asking for from the city here. Where do you come down on this? You've got another daughter.
Yeah, we've got two kids who both have been really fortunate to be in very solid schools. Over the years, we've done public schools in our neighborhood. We've done the charter schools, and we've done what we have in Chicago, the selective enrollment schools, where you have to test in and then cross your fingers and hope for admittance. And we've had very solid educational experiences with both of our daughters. But, you know, as a parent, I see it from both sides. As a parent who lives in Chicago, I have to see it from what's going on with my kids who've been very fortunate, but I also have to look at the bigger picture for the rest of Chicago students who aren't as fortunate to be in some of those really great environments. Now, Dominique mentioned what these kids are up against in schools that are not physically able to provide a good learning environment. I've had kids who go to class, they don't have books. They don't have books for almost a week into the term. Teachers are going out of their own resources to provide supplies. Even in the schools where my kids are, I'm sending them to school on the first day with paper towels, with copy paper, trying to fill in those gaps that, frankly, the administration should be doing.
Well, Vanessa James, here's the calculus. I understand that so many schools in Chicago don't have supplies, don't have books. It's unconscionable. As a resident of Chicago, also, I know you've thought about the bigger picture citywide. If there are only so many dollars available, are you saying give the teachers what they want and we may have to go without trash collection as often as we have it? We may have to go without road repairs or repairs to bridges, other things that the city spends money on, services inside the city.
You know, it's the same kind of calculus that everyone is doing even within their home. You know, you have to try and prioritize, and you have to look further down the road to see where can I save and where can am I going to get the biggest return on that investment? And I just don't see how you can not value the investment in education. And it's not just for the education of your own children. It's because if your children aren't educated, there will not be people who can drive those fire trucks. There will not be doctors who can take care of you when you're sick. We've got to make that a priority. And I don't think that, I just don't want it to come down to a point-driven situation or a clash of personalities. This is really, it's got to be about what can we do to make sure that our children are being better served and getting the education in the type of learning environment that they deserve.
All right. Well, Dominique, you're 17. You're a senior. You headed to college next year?
Yes, that's the plan.
And what do you want to study?
I'd like to study brain and cognitive sciences.
Well, speaking to another neuroscience major and psychology major, I support it. But if this strike goes on, how's it going to affect your applications? How is this going to play out for you?
It could turn out very unfortunate for me. Right now, I do not have access to my transcripts or my teachers to gather my recommendations. I know right now there are a lot of scholarships that have deadlines in the coming weeks that students will probably miss out on if the strike continues.
Well, we will be keeping our eye on the strike, and we'll be keeping our eye on students like you, Dominique. That's Dominique James. She's 17 and a senior at Walter Payton High School, headed to college in neuroscience and cognitive sciences. I love that. Also, Mom, Vanessa James, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, a local issue and a local dispute in Chicago, to be sure, but the nation is watching, and this is an issue that is taking place in the middle of a reelection campaign. Dave Weigel from Slate is still with me. Hi, Dave.
Hello.
Dave, here's the thing about the Chicago dispute. A famous Democrat, Rahm Emanuel, facing off against a famous, important Democratic constituency, the teachers' unions. This has to be a fight that Democrats in the middle of an election do not want.
It is, but practically, it's not like the Obama administration is arm in arm with the teachers going on strike. I mean, first of all, there's not much they can do to resolve the problem. The city of Chicago depends on property taxes to pay for education, basically. Property taxes remain down. So there's, a reminder of how the economy is bad. But the Obama administration's education policy has been, I think, a kind of what they would hope would be a smarter continuation of the top-down Bush policy. I mean, you had race to the top funding of the stimulus. You had, Arne Duncan, basically, kind of the Mike Bloomberg approach to education taken nationally. So I haven't seen much of Mitt Romney trying to connect the administration to this. If he does, I think they'll have a pretty good argument to make that, look, it'll be awkward for them to put separation between themselves and the president's city run by his former chief of staff. But if it gets to the practicality of education, this is not the way Chicago schools are arranged and the way this strike happened is not what the Obama administration promises to every district in the country.
And we will have to see whether unions across the country see this debate and Rahm Emanuel being involved in it. They see as yet another blow to their clout. Dave Weigel with Slate, thanks for joining us with the National Picture.
Thank you.
Enjoy this.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With 3 updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.